Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Daily Shift, where I don't know what's going to happen. I never know what's going to happen, and I can prove this, because yesterday, I was stung by a bee, folks. That's right, I was stung by a bee, yet again. And no one ever believes me when I say, like, oh, well, I'm terrified of bees because they hurt. No, I'm not making this up. Like, well, it's not that I just get stung. It's the fact that I continuously get stung by bees and wasps. And not just peculiar, like, areas of the world, but in, like, peculiar places. I was stung in between my index, my pointer finger. Is it the pointer index? Whatever. And my thumb. Like, that weird, like, overlap skin, that weird skin in between, like, your thumb and your pointing finger or index finger, whatever it's called. I don't care right now. The only thing I care about is the fact that I was stung by a bee. And I was like, how? Like, how does this happen? Why does this happen? It's not like you got stung on the arm or on the, well, I got stung on the hand, but, like, you know, like on the back of the hand or something. Like, so it hurt. At first it hurt. It didn't really hurt. It was more like a sting. A bee sting. But, like, it wasn't like a throbbing pain. I guess because of, like, the weird area it got, like, that I got stung in. It was just, like, it's just mainly, like, so fleshy. Like, there's not really any, like, really severe nerves there, I guess. I don't know. But I could see the hole where, like, I got stung, because at first I was like, oh, I got a splinter. And then as I looked closer, I was like, wait a minute. Like, after, like, things started, like, piecing itself together, I was like, why is there a bee's body? Oh, I got stung. So maybe it's like a mind over matter type of thing. Maybe because I didn't see the bee at first, it didn't freak me out as much. Like, has that happened to you before? Where you got, something has happened to you and then you don't know until later on. It's like, oh, like, maybe you're making, like, a sandwich or something, and then you cut yourself, but you don't realize it until later. Or you're picking up, maybe you broke, like, a vase or vase or something, and then, like, you notice that maybe, like, you cut yourself. It's like, where's all this blood coming from? And then you look down and it's like, oh, I cut myself. I must have cut myself picking up the pieces from the vase. And so has that happened to you? Like, I realized afterwards, like, because I pulled it out. I pulled out the little stinger that was in my hand. At first, I thought it was like a thorn, but, like, I just saw something protruding out of my hand. So I just plucked it and threw it. But then I realized that it was a bee. A bee's whatever. Don't like them. Don't like bees. Don't like wasps. Wasps, like, they'll continuously sting you, and they don't leave a stinger. Ugh. And don't they leave, like, a pheromone or something in you? Maybe that's what the fact should be about. Oh my gosh. Nonetheless, it's already. I'm glad it's the weekend. I don't have to go outside. I could just stay inside. Technically, I never have to go outside. I'm going to make that my goal. How long can I stay inside and avoid everything that is nature? I'm sure a lot of people avoid a lot of things. Like, I know some people avoid this show. Actively, probably avoid this show. Like, there's no way people do not actively avoid this. In fact, they avoid the words that are even associated with the show. Oh, my gosh. I think we should take a break. Probably take a break, come back, because my finger is actually, like, I'm trying to see, like, if there's any, like, position that doesn't, like, it. There's, like, a little tingling, weird sensation when I, like, close my hand. It's weird. Don't get stung, people. Don't get stung by bees. Unless you get stung by the bee that is known as the daily shift. That's a good one, right? No, it's a terrible segue. we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You know how to find us. The Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, and don't forget the other fantastic shows there, especially the ones that are on My Vibe and the Jazz Lounge. You can also listen on the Wisdom app. You can listen on Podcaster, which was formerly known as, what was it known as before? Oh, Anchor.fm. It's starting to recede into my memories now. So now it's going to just, it's Podcaster, but it was formerly known as Anchor.fm. Don't forget about the other fantastic ways you can listen. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon, Amazon Podcasts. So many ways, yet so little time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break.
Forget you and you and you. I hate your friends and they hate me too. I'm through.
Well, welcome back to The Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play a game. Well, it's not really a game, but it is interesting to find out what this answer is going to be. So the question of the day is, what if you had the powers of the last thing that bit you, stung you, whatever? It could be a dog, it could be a cat, it could be you could have been scratched by a cat, something that last, like, you know, aggressed you. Now, if you got a cup of coffee spilled on you, I hate to say it, but you're about to have the powers of coffee. You can caffeinate people, and I think. Well, obviously, what my answer is going to be is a bee. It was the last thing that aggressed me. I think that would be a kind of cool power, though, you know? I'd be able to fly. But if I sting someone, I get one chance. I can only stop a crime once. what else? Like, I wonder what animal. Like, some people would be like, well, some people have, like, a lot darker stories. Like, I was clawed by a bear or, like, a mountain lion. Like, what animal? Maybe a skunk sprayed you? Oh, I am sorry. I don't know if you would legally be able to change your superhero name into Pepe Le Pew, but might as well give it a shot. You're the closest thing to it, so. What else? Like, what animal? Like, what weird animal has, like, aggressed somebody? At that point, if it's an odd animal, I would think that you already have superpowers and you just don't know it. You know, because what did you do? What's on you that made that odd animal aggress you? There's got to be an answer, and there's got to be, like, something, you know? There's got to be something that maybe you did, maybe you wore, you don't know. I like how I assume that it's your fault and that it's not just like nature, like just trying to weed out the herd. No, I'm sorry. Not weed. Somebody's like, oh, man, you went dark there. Weed out the herd. Oh, my gosh. No, but real, like, what? Because first of all, if you're out in nature, if you're going for a hike or something, you're in that animal's territory. So obviously, like, it's got to be something that you're doing. You're in their territory, not the other way around. They're not invading your house, unless it's a bear. In one of those YouTube videos where, like, the bear, like, breaks into the house and is like, Scott, what do you got in here? Oh, is this honey? You got honey in the fridge? I've never had cold honey. This is delicious. Like, those videos always make me laugh. I know it's terrifying for the people in the home, but when the video is just like the bear, like, just going through the fridge, like, it lives there, it knows where everything is. Like, y'all don't have any more Cheez-Its? No more Cheez-Its. Okay, well, thanks for letting me stop by, y'all. You know, it crashes on the couch. Wow, a little girl did it. She ate all of our pores. We can't eat yours. Like, you know, it's just out for revenge. It read the three little bears, and now it just wants revenge. It's like, well, if we just go into each other, If we're just going in each other's homes, what do you got? But yeah, like there's like videos like that. Like those are always interesting. But if you could choose an animal, you like survive the attack, but like you get the powers, you know? 100 bees sting you. You get the power of bees. You get attacked by a bear or a tiger. You know, I only say that because I saw like some kind of video with Tony the Tiger or something, and people are upset with it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's happening in the world. I need to like get more into social media and just figure that stuff out. I need to see this stuff for myself because I have no idea what some people like are talking about and what some people are just always upset about. And then a lot of people like, they kind of like tell on themselves like, oh, well, like my manager did this and this. Like there was that one girl like from Home Depot, and she was like, I'm too beautiful to work here or something like that. And then she got like a lot of backlash, but then like a lot of people were like following her and like, I guess trying to like, I don't know. But nonetheless, it just made me think, well, that's kind of on you. Like you put yourself out there. And then, like, there was just so much going on with that story. Like, oh, well, like, I forgot what it was, but it was something like she kept saying, like, oh, well, I know that God's going to see me through this and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, don't bring God into your mess. Don't bring him into your mess. Like, or him, her, whatever you want to, like, I'm just like, don't bring a higher power into your mess. Like, you posted that. You had a choice to say what you wanted to say, but then, like, I get it. You don't deserve to be, like, bothered and stalked and stuff like that. But when you enter the realm of social media, that's kind of what happens, you know? Like, that's why they always say, be careful what you post. Be careful when you post it. Like, some people will be like, oh, I'm going to be out for the weekend, and then their house gets burgled. And it's like, well, what happened? It's like, well, you posted on your social media that you're not going to be home and nobody's going to be home all weekend because you're going to be staying over here. Gee, I wonder how they got that kind of information that you posted publicly for everyone to see. You know, I get it. Like, you're having a good time. Like, if you're going to do stuff, in my opinion, I would, like, if I were going to have, like, a social media like that, I would post my stuff after my vacation. Like, we went here, it was a good time, beautiful beaches, but I'm also just way too into what I'm doing at the time. Like, if I'm out at the beach having a good time, I'm actually having a good time. How do I know I'm having a good time? Because I completely forget my phone exists. You know, I'm in the moment. I'm there with my friends, I'm there with family, I'm doing whatever, you know? That's how it should be, right? You should be in the moment. I'm not saying don't take pictures to, like, have like, oh, I remember when we went here, like, take pictures, like, take selfies, take a picture by the waterfall or whatever, you know, yes, have a great time, but also don't forget to be there. What's the point of being there if you're not there? And hopefully you understand what I mean by that. If you're not there in the moment, if you're not living in that moment, then what's the point of being there? Just to show that you've been there? Who cares? The only person that you should care about who's enjoying it is you and your friends, you know? And with that being said, hopefully you folks care about what's going to be happening next, which is the facts. I need to know if, like, if I'm going to gain superpowers or not. I hope so. What is this? Oh, my gosh. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some more stuff. I'm sorry, there's stuff happening on this end too. With that being said, I hope you all stick tuned. I hope you all enjoy what's to come, I guess. Hopefully it's something that's interesting. Only one way to find out, right? Keeping it locked right here. This is the Daily Shift. going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to get into the question. Not the question. Sorry. The facts. Dim facts. Dim facts are on the way for you. Keep it locked.
Man, the thing you got behind you is amazing.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
You make me want to take you out and let it rain.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
I know you got a man, but this is what you should say. Why don't you tell him that I'm leaving, never to come back again.
Get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and ruckus are so comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride. But I'm thinking
oh
it's
gosh.
Time to grow.
What a fantastic day. What a fantastic week. Still healing up, folks, by the way. If anyone cares. But I will persevere. Just like this show will. Mainly because of the facts. Is the part where everyone is going to learn something. I'm sorry. Yes, this is a show where we're going to also educate you on things, just like we always try to do in some way, shape, or form that never really works out the way that we do. Anyway, these facts are coming from healthline.com. HEALTHLINE.com. And it's 9 things to know about pheromones. That's right. I said that we were going to talk about this, and I can't wait to get into it. So, and I'm going to try my best here, folks, because to be honest with you, I have no idea what they're talking about through some of these. I read like the first two, and I was like, ah. So, number one, what are pheromones? Yes, I don't know what they're talking about. Immediately. Officially named in 1959, pheromones are chemical substances that are secreted outside the body in fluids like urine and sweat. Off to a great start there. And of course, there are hyperlinks and other things to read there if you want to follow along and read with us, or just click on your own and figure out exactly what's trying to be said here, what's trying to be communicated, because I'm just going to read verbatim what I'm reading here. Does everyone have pheromones? While pheromones have been found in other animal species, scientists still aren't sure if they exist in humans. I want to point this out because that doesn't make any sense to me, because they just said, In outside the body, like urine and sweat and things like that. And it goes on and on for a little bit. And now, this is where it confused me, because do other mammals have pheromones? Pheromones exist in a variety of animals and animal species, including mammals and insects. We're mammals. People, humans are considered mammals. So why? I don't understand. I feel like we do. I feel like, because if somebody doesn't shower or something like that, would that be technically releasing natural pheromones? Because they don't shower, it's like a natural body odor or whatever. And some people don't. And maybe we should do facts on that too. Because I've heard some people don't shower or don't use soap when they shower. Like, so it's just their natural body odor, like, because they're just using water and just rinsing off or whatever. I don't know. Now, why somebody would do that? I personally want soap. I would like soap. Even if it's like one of those natural bars of soap, it's like, oh, it's made from hibiscus. I don't care what it's made from. I need soap. And I also need a washcloth. I'm sorry. I need a washcloth. I need to scrub those dead skin cells off. Yeah, that's what's on you, folks. Dead skin cells. That's what that is. I'm no scientist, but I'm pretty sure that's what I read. Are there different types of pheromones? So far, pheromones have been categorized into 4 types. releasers, signalers, modulators, and primers. It sounds like you have like one of these superpowers. That sounds like a superpower. I'm sorry, but it does. Am I wrong? No, I'm not. It's a superpower. You just don't know it. How do pheromones function? And like I said, all of these have like extra things that you can read, hyperlinks and all that kind of stuff. That way you can get a little bit more education just by not, like, you don't have to hear me read this stuff. You can go and check it out yourselves. How do pheromones function? Mammals, excluding humans, along with reptiles and amphibians, have a tissue that can detect pheromones. It's called, all right, VNO. I'm just going to say VNO because there's no way I'm saying that word. Somebody, like, there's like a two-year-old right now reading that. He's like, you couldn't say that? No, okay, I cannot. I'm sorry. This is why it's important to pay attention in school. Plus, it's, all right, yeah, no, I'm not saying that word. I don't know how to. It's, now I feel like I'm obligated to, just to prove that I can read the word. But, like, I have, like, 2 seconds, so leave me alone. VNO. Anyway, VNO. Somebody's like, oh, this guy's stupid. Oh, he's dumb. Oh, I knew it. I knew there was something wrong with him. I am not. I am just not as not. Anyway, we're going to move forward. Before, you know how, like, I used to dig hole? I've never dug a hole in years on this show, but now I am. What is happening outside? I think there's, like, something terrible happening because, like, that is like the fifth fire engine that's come through, and like, so, like, it's really killing me, and they're really loud. Just get out of their way. How many people get out of their way, by the way? Do you really, like, how invested are you of getting? I'll like pull over into like another parking area, and I hope that the person behind me is like kind enough to let me back in. But this, there's been car accidents that's just been happening lately. Even yesterday, like, I was watching, like, I watched as, like, a helicopter was, like, looming over an area. And I saw, like, tons of lights and stuff over. It was, like, it was really bad. So just be careful out on the roads there, folks. Don't let your pheromones get the best of you and attract another car to you. With that being said, oh my gosh, if I hear one more, we get it. Like, you don't need everybody with the lights and the sounds and all that kind of stuff. We see you. Like, if you have that one super loud engine, we're going to hear you. But no, I hope everyone's okay that's involved. And, I hope you all are okay. I hope everyone stays safe as we get ready to head into the entertainment segment. This has been one mess of a show, but nonetheless, it's the show. You know what to expect when you come here. There are more facts to read there on Healthline. Hopefully you do. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of the show. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of your day. Why? Because it's the Daily Shift, and we're going to see you right after the break, I think, right? I hope so. That being said, we'll see you after the break. Don't move. Don't move a muscle. Don't change the station. Unless you really have to. And just use this time to go to the bathroom or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out together. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you right after the break.
We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll out backward, babe. And let me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift, where just about anything can happen. Just like anything and everything can happen in the month of June. Like, for instance, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse came out. I did a review on that. If you haven't checked it out, it's going to be on the podcast. You can go and see what I have to say about that. Just like you can go and see what I have to say about the movie The Boogeyman. And you folks know I love my horror movies. And also, The Flash. The Flash movie is coming out, and I can't wait to see that. I think it's going to be good. Why? Because Michael Keaton! That's why I'm watching this. I'm sorry, but any time that he's in a movie, he's just phenomenal. Even when he does comedy bits, like in The Other Guys, the movie The Other Guys. Ugh, so funny. Just a great actor. Some people have Tom Hanks. Some people have Matt Damon. And I love both of them, but come on. Michael Keaton! It's Keaton! All right, anyway, I'm sorry. I'm nerding out here, folks. I'm sorry. Let me just have this moment. What, get nuts? Let's get nuts. Oh, it's going to be... Anyway, I can't wait to see that movie. What else is happening in the theaters? The Little Mermaid is out in theaters. I have not seen it, but then again, you folks know that I don't like the Disney remakes. I prefer the original, the cartoon, the animated stuff, so that, because if you go, like, there's stuff that if you go back and look how hard it was to, like, just even get, like, to draw that, like, to animate that. Oh, the work that went into it. And I'm sure there's a ton of work that goes into doing these movies and things like that now, but just, like, go and, like, watch the Princess and the Cobbler. Go and see how much work went into doing that. Just, oh my gosh, hours and hours and hours and wow. And nothing against anything that's out right now, especially when they're doing the remakes. There's stuff for everybody. And I hope that that stuff includes watching different versions of these movies. Like, I've seen different versions of the movie Pinocchio to the point where I think I'm tired of the movie Pinocchio. No, that's not true. I can always watch the cartoon version. I got no... Sorry. I'm sure everybody has their movies where it's like, no, there's no, like, redoing it. There's no replacing it. Even, like, with Top Gun Maverick, I'm sure some people out there are like, well, there's no replacing the original, you know? And that's fine. Everybody has their own preferences. I'm just giving my view of things, so that way maybe it can give, like, some perspective. Like, if you're out there and you're like, well, should I see it? Should I not see it? Do whatever makes you happy. Why? Because you being happy is the most important thing, especially during this week, especially during this time, especially during this era. You need to be happy. Talk to people. Communicate. See what you can do. Go out there and be happy. Have fun with friends. Enjoy and live in those moments. You don't always have to be on your phone. But be on your phone when you're listening to the show. Like, that's fine. That's the one excuse. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been The Daily Shift. I hope you all enjoy your day, your weekend. I hope it's been a fantastic week. I hope it continues to be a fantastic week as we get ready to head into the weekend. This is The Daily Shift. And if it's, what is it, Thursday? If it's Thursday night and you're heading into Friday, then good night. And have a fantastic and safe weekend. If it's Friday and you're already starting your weekend, you're already starting your day, you're ready to get off of work and just go out and have fun, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you all next time. Keep it locked. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't.